Paul Zimkevich, director of West Virginia University's Water Research Institute, is standing on a bridge looking out at Big Sandy Creek. It's a sunny afternoon, perfect for kayaking, and the creek, which runs into the Cheat River, is clear. But 25 years ago, this water was orange from acid mine drainage.
But I have a picture of this from, say, mid-1990s, and all of those rocks were white. On this side, from all the aluminum coming down Sovereign Run, and it was white the whole way down here on the left, and on the right, it was all orange from the iron coming down the rest of the Big Sandy. But look at this, this is a fishery now. And it was completely dead back then.
Across the 1,400-mile watershed, more than 340 abandoned coal mines feed pollution into the Cheat River and its tributaries, like the Big Sandy. The bright orange and sometimes milky white pollution contains iron, aluminum, and manganese. It forms when pyrite, buried deep underground with coal, is exposed to air and water. Acid mine drainage affects rivers and streams from Alabama to Pennsylvania, and an estimated 300,000 abandoned mines dot Appalachia, all possible sources of this metal-laced water. State regulators have limited federal dollars to ensure water coming from these mines meets federal Clean Water Act standards. Zimkevich says that for decades, the conventional thinking was largely to treat the pollution one mine at a time.
You can throw almost infinite amounts of money trying to treat point sources in a watershed like this and not make any impact at all on the quality of the stream because the abandoned mines dominate the whole picture.
So instead, here in the Cheat River watershed, regulators, scientists, and a local conservation group wanted to try something different. They decided to approach the pollution holistically. The annual Cheat River Festival bills itself as a celebration of new life as winter gives way to spring. On a cloudy Saturday in May, hundreds of people filed into this grassy knoll in Albright in Preston County. Impervious to the rain, a group of small children danced to the bluegrass streaming from a covered pavilion. The smell of wood-fired pizza and barbecue fills the wooded clearing just a few hundred feet from the Cheat River. The Cheat was known to be polluted for decades, but then two blowouts at the active TNT mine poured millions of gallons of acidic water into the main stem of the Cheat. Fish were killed 16 miles downstream in Cheat Lake.
This made national news, and the Cheat was named one of the most endangered rivers in the country in 1995.
That's Amanda Pitzer, the executive director of Friends of the Cheat, which for 24 years has hosted the festival to celebrate the river and raise money to restore it. The local conservation group was formed by a motley crew of river guides and enthusiasts in 1994 to deal with that and legacy acid mine pollution. More than two decades later, they have a reason to celebrate.
Not only have we restored the Cheat River main stem, the whole thing, you know, headwaters to mouth, but we're actually on the verge of reconnecting the lower 3.4 miles of Muddy Creek with the Cheat and the trout fishery that is upstream of that.
Toddie Steelman studies watershed restoration and is one of the founding members of Friends of the Cheat. She says the collaboration between Friends of the Cheat and state and federal regulators has been a 25-year experiment.
You know, having the university close by and invested was a huge stroke of luck. Having several sources of financial support in the 90s, you know, has really been essential.
It started with the innovative thinking on the part of state regulators. The West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection created an alternative clean water permit that allows the agency to address stream-wide water quality rather than treat individual pollution sources. Scientists at WVU set out to figure out how to treat acid mine drainage across a watershed. Standing in a grassy clearing overlooking this forested valley, it's just possible to see the entry to a now-abandoned coal mine here in the headwaters of Sovereign Run, a tributary of the Big Sandy, which runs into the Cheat. Here, Zimkevich and his team built a series of limestone-lined ponds and channels at the mouth of the mine, where water laced with metals pours out. The limestone, literally tons of it, raises the low pH acid water.
We were able to knock off something like 80% of the acid load, most of the iron, and the idea was to put a lot of these all over the watershed.
During the first Cheat Fest in 1995, Friends of the Cheat and Zimkevich and his team took federal officials from the Interior Department and Office of Surface Mining to see the treatment system here at Sovereign Site 62. Federal regulators were impressed, and they decided to allow states to dole out more federal money to local organizations to clean up acid-impaired streams. Steelman says Friends of the Cheat took on much of that work.
you need a local champion that's going to see it through, because it's truly a labor of love. So it really is about love of the land, love of the river, love of community. And I would say that's really what has characterized the group over time.
It takes a lot of heart, but it also takes a lot of money to clean a watershed. Since 2000, the EPA has contributed more than $5 million to the watershed. DEP has spent more than $13 million constructing and maintaining not only passive ponds and streams lined with limestone, but also active treatment options. And now, one of the last treatments is almost in place. Once fully operational, a treatment plant near the TNT mine will take care of the last major polluted stretch of the watershed. You can see the TNT treatment plant just off Route 26 near Albright. In some ways, it can best be described as a dishwasher for dirty mine water. Larry Riggleman is the regional director for the Northern Region of DEP's Office of Special Reclamation. He has been working in this watershed for years, and he says once this plant is fully operational, Muddy Creek, which has been the single largest contributor of acid mine drainage to the Cheat River for years, will be clean.
What will that mean for the whole river?
I don't know if you can put it in words. I mean, to be able to bring that stream back to life, which I can't tell you when the last time it was that it was had life, but from an environmental standpoint on the Cheat, it's huge. I think from a recreational standpoint, with people wanting to fish, kayak, things of that nature, I think that's huge. So I think it's really very important that this gets done. I think it'll be very successful.
Back at Cheat Fest, Amanda Pitzer with Friends of the Cheat says despite the momentous achievement, there is still a lot of work to do to overcome a reputation of pollution.
You came here in the 80s and you paddled the river and you remember it being orange and awful, and then someone tells you, oh my gosh, I went and I caught walleye, you know, down at Jenkinsburg. They'll be like, oh, get out of here, you know. So I think it just takes time.
Pitzer says Friends of the Cheat has no plans to stop working anytime soon. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Patterson.